All right, well, so we left off the Mishnah. We've got a lot to do today. Mishnah Chav Ches Amud Beis. Rabban Gamliel Omer Bechol Yom Vayom Mispala Adam Shmona Esrei. Rabban Gamliel says that every day a person davens 18 brachas, Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'en Yurches. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't daven a full Shmona Esrei, you daven Me'en Yurches. Me'en Yurches means a type or part of a Shmona Esrei derivative. We'll explain that in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Shkura Tfilah, so Befiv Mispal Yudches, Ve'im Lav Me'en Yudches. And Rabbi Akiva says something very interesting. Rabbi Akiva says, if you are a proficient davener, so you could daven all Yudches, like Rabbi Gamliel, otherwise, you should daven Me'en Yudches, like Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ha'oset Tfilah So Keva, Ain Tfilah So Tachnunim. So Rabbi Elazar apparently holds that a person, literally, who makes Tfilah a fixed practice, such a Tfilah is not Tachnunim, such a Tfilah is not supplicatory. And Rabbi Elazar seems to be saying the entire notion of instituting formal prayer is in and of itself counterintuitive to what's supposed to be the spontaneous nature of prayer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Ha'olich B'makom Sakana Mispalal Tfilah Kitzara. So Rabbi Yoshua says that a person who is walking in a place of danger davens a short tefillah. Now we'll discuss exactly what this means in the Gemara as well. Va'omer, Hoshea Hashemes Amcho Yizamcho Esheris Yisrael B'chol Parsha Sa'ibor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save your nation, the remnant of Israel, at every crossroads, Yutzar Chehem Lefanecha. May their needs be before you. Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Blessed are you, God, listener or hearer of all prayer. If somebody was riding on a donkey and it was time to daven, a person should descend from the donkey and daven. Then if for some reason you can't get off the donkey, let's say you're traveling with a caravan or you're in a place of danger, so what should you do? Yachzir espanov. You should go ahead and turn your face in the direction of Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael. Ve'im ena yachol ha'achzir espanov. And if for some reason you can't turn your face in the direction of Eretz Yisrael, yachavin eslibo kineged beis kodshi hakadoshim. You should turn your face. You should direct your heart in the direction of the kodesh hakadoshim. Hayo mahalich besvina. If a person was on a boat. Oba Asta, it's actually interesting. Oba Rashi has two different interpretations of Asta. Asta could mean jail, or Asta could also mean a raft. Let's go with the second one because it works a little bit better with the boat. Right? So you're meaning both of these cases are what? Where you can't exactly stand up and start davening in a particular direction. You should go ahead and direct your heart in the direction of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, Hani Yurches Kineged Mi. Why did Chazal come up with 18 brachos? Why 18? Amar Rav Hillel b'Reid Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Kineged Yurches Askaros Sh'amar David. This corresponds to the 18 names, or I should say the 18 times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that David HaMelech mentioned the name of God, in Havu LaHashem B'nei Eilin, in the Pasuk, in Tehillim Choftes, right, in chapter 29 of Tehillim. Rav Yosef Amar Kineged Yurches Askaros Sh'b'kri HaShema. Rav Yosef says it corresponds to the 18 times that God's name is mentioned in Shema. And Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said that it corresponds to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. But Amr Rabbi Tanchum, Amr Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Hamispalal Tzarech Sheyichra Achi Ispakaku Kol Chul Yoshe B'Shedra. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says that when you bow in Shmona Esrei, you have to bow to the point that all of the vertebrae become clenched in the spine. Ula says, Ad Kadeshi Yira at Isr Kineged Libo. Until ultimately you see when it refers to is you bow down enough that the flesh, like I guess the flesh of your stomach, of your body, doubles over. All right, Rabbi Hanina Amar, Kadesh Nana Rosho, Shuv Eino Tzorich. Once you go, Rabbi Hanina says, once you go ahead and bow your head, that's enough, you don't have to bow anymore. Amar Rava, Vuhudim Etzar Nafshe Umechse Kiman Dekara. So Rabbi just said, no, that's only referring to someone who can't bow much further. So even bowing your head just a little bit is enough of a bow. Hani tamni sorry, tish sorry havyan. So he wants to, but in reality we know that we don't daven Shmona Esrei. The 18 brachas of Shmona Esrei are in fact 19. So what happened? Amar Rabbi Levi, birchas hatzdukim biyavne tiknua. The rabbis instituted a specific bracha against heretics. That's the bracha of v'lamashinim al tihi sikva. V'lamashinim refers to the heretics. Ultimately, we daven, which is interesting, that we daven for the heretics ultimately to be destroyed. So the Gemara says, So here's what's interesting is, now we just said before that the 18 brachos correspond to all different things. So the shaila now is, if you're going to institute a 19th bracha, so what does that correspond to? So the Gemara says, so according to Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, who holds that the 18 correspond to the 18 times that God's name is mentioned in Tehillim Chavtas, the 19th one corresponds to the other pasuk of Kela Kavod Hirim, of the word Kel, right? Even though again the other 18 correspond to the actual name of Hashem, this one refers to Kel. Rav Yosef Kineged Echad Shebekriyat Shema, according to Rav Yosef, it corresponds to the one, the Echad in Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Yosheva Levi Kineged Chulya Kitana. And according to Rabbi Shmuel Levi, who holds that it corresponds to the 18th vertebrae in the spine, this 19th bracha corresponds to the little vertebrae in the top of the spine. Okay, Tanu Rabbanon, Shimon Hapakuli Hizir Yudchas Brachos Etnei Rabbi Gamliel Alaseder BeYavne. Shimon Hapakuli instituted, or was Mesader, organized, the 18 brachos of Shimon Esrei. Pakuli means a cotton merchant. He was a cotton merchant. So Shimon the cotton merchant went ahead and organized the 18 brachos of Shimon Esrei before Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne. Amar lehem Rabbi Gamliel, the Chacham, Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Klum yesh adam sheyodeh l'takim birchas hatzadukim. So now, after we had these 18, we now needed this 19th bracha for the tzadukim. So they said, is there anyone who knows how to institute this particular bracha? Amad Shmuel Hakatan Bitakna. Shmuel Hakatan got up and he instituted it. Lashana Acheres Shachcha. See, here's what's interesting. Apparently, in the subsequent year, Shmuel Hakatan is davening for the Amad, and what happens? He gets to the bracha of Avol HaMalshinim, and he can't remember the bracha. He can't remember the bracha. He has difficulty in remembering. So you have to understand also, there's no sitter there, right? They're davening Baal Peh. See, he's looking and he can't remember it. Top of Chavtas. V'hishkif ba shtayim v'shalosh shows. He's standing there for 2 or 3 hours and he can't remember. It's first of all incredible patience of the tzibur there also. 2 or 3 hours. V'lo ha'aluhu. Now interestingly enough, they did not remove him. Right? They did not remove him. Meaning, one might have thought that they would just take him away from the Amud. No, they didn't remove him. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Amai lo ha'aluhu. Why did they not remove him from the Amud? V'ha'amar adihudu amarav. The halacha is, if you make a mistake in any of the brachos in Shmona Esrei, they don't remove you from being the Shliach Tzibor. However, bebirchas hatzadukim ma'alin oso. But if you make a mistake in the birchas hatzadukim, meaning if you make a mistake in the bracha of Olam HaShinim, we immediately remove you from the amud. Why? Chayshinan shema minhu. Because we're concerned that you're an apikori. So suddenly, again, everything's going fine. When you get to the bracha of tzadukim, suddenly you can't get that one out. Something's fishy, and we remove you. So why didn't they remove Shmuel HaKotan out of fear that maybe he was a tzaduki? So the Gemara says, Shiny Shmuel HaKotan, Di'iyu Tikna. No. We're not going to be choshish that Shmuel HaKotan is now a heretic for the simple reason that he is the one who ultimately instituted, he's the one who created the bracha. So the Gemara says, V'nechosh Dilma Hadarbei. Maybe he went bad. Right? Hadarbei, meaning maybe he retracted. That ultimately, maybe even though he once was a tzaddik, maybe he's no longer a tzaddik. Amar Abaye, listen to this. So Abaye says, Gemiri, we have a tradition, Tava Lo Havi Bisha. That someone who's good never becomes bad. So the Gemara says, really? V'lo? V'hoksiv, u'bishuv tzadik mitzitkaso, v'osa obel. Aye, but we have the pasuk from Yechezkel that says that when the righteous person literally returns, which means turns away from his righteousness, and he will commit evil. So you see over here that the Navi is referring to someone who was righteous and now became evil, to which the Gemara says, Hahu Rasha Meikaro. That refers to someone who was always evil from the beginning. Right? So someone who was evil from the beginning and then became a tzaddik could very easily relapse into their ways. Aval tzaddik meikaro lo. But someone who was a tzaddik from the beginning does not lapse into evil ways. So the Gemara says, V'lo? Really? V'hotnan al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yomo secho. But yet the Mishnah says, do not believe in yourself until the day that you die. Which is another way of saying, don't believe that you're incapable of doing bad. Shahari Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shimish Pekuna Gidol Shmonim Shana. Because Yochanan the high priest served as the Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Ulebasov Naaset Tzduki. And at the end of his days, he became a heretic. So the Gemara says, so you see from here that even someone who's righteous can go bad. Rabbaye, because Rabbaye says, who Yanai, who Yochanan. When the Gemara refers to this person, Yanai, who was, again, of the Hashmonai family, was a pretty bad guy. So Yanai happens to be Yochanan. So the Gemara says, you see over here that even someone who's good, someone who's righteous, can become bad. Rava Amar, Yanai Lechod, V'Yochanan Lechod. Yeah, so Rava, on the other hand, disagrees. He says, no, Yanai and Yochanan are not the same person. Yanai is one person, Yochanan is another person. Yanai, Rasha Meikaro. Yanai was always evil from the beginning. V'Yochanan Tzadik Meikaro. So the Gemara says, Hani Chala Abaye, Ella L'Rava Kashya. So this, so the Gemara says, according to Abaye, it makes sense, but according to Rava, we have a Kashya. Amar Lecha Rava, Tzadik Meikaro Nami, Dilma Hadarbe. So Rava will have to say that, you know what? Even a tzaddik from the beginning could still have a change of heart. What I will say, if that's the case, we're back to our original question. Ihachi, amai lo askuhu. If that's the case, then when Shmuel HaKaton could not get through the bracha of Avla Malshinim, why did they not remove him from the Amud? Shani Shmuel HaKaton de Aschilba. So the Gemara says Shmuel HaKaton was different. Why? Because he began the bracha. See, the difference was over here is that he began the bracha with Amal Shinim, and then he struggled once he was in it. When the Gemara says that you have to go ahead, here, we can finish up. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yitim, Rav Yosheva, and Levi, Lo Shanu Ela Shalo Hischilba. When do we say that if someone has trouble with Falam Al Shinim, we remove him from the Amar, remove from being Chazin? That's when he didn't even start the Bracha. About Hischilba, but if he started it, so the fact that he started it is indicative of the fact that he's not some kind of heretic who's trying to avoid saying the Bracha, he's just struggling. So since Shmuel HaKaton began the Bracha, therefore Gomra, we allow him to finish it. Hani Sheva de Shabse Keneged Mi. So both sides, now that we're in this theme of finding the correlation between the, or I should say, finding the meaning of the different numbers of brachos and Shmona Esrei, right? So now the Gemara asks, the seven brachos that we daven on Shabbos, who do they correspond to? Amar Rabbi Chalafda ben Shaul Keneged Shiva Kolos, Sha'amar David al Hamayim. This refers to the seven kolos, right? Kol Hashem, we say it on Shabbos. But we say on Shabbos that the seven kolos, the seven voices or sounds that David HaMelech said regarding the war Alamayim. Hani Teisha de Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi. The nine brachos of Rosh Hashanah davening, who do they correspond to? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Demin Kartignin Keneged Tisha Askaros Sha'amar Chana B'Tfilasa. It refers to the nine times that Chana said Hashem's name in her tefillah of thanksgiving for having been given her son Shmuel. The Amar Mar, Berash Hashanah Nifkida, Sarah, Rachel, V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, three barren women, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, were remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for pregnancy. Therefore, again, the nine brachos of Shmona Esrei refer to the nine times that Chana went ahead and thanked Hashem in what we call Tefillah Chana, in her tefillah of thanksgiving for her son. V'Hani Esrim Ba'arbao D'Tanisa Keneged Mi, the 24 brachos of Shmona Esrei that we say on a fast day. I will say what that's referring to. The Mishnah explains this refers to when they didn't have rain in Eretz Yisrael. So depending on when it got very severe, so they used to say these very long Shmona Esreis that actually, interestingly enough, were pretty much like a combination of Yamim Noraim Shmona Esrei, weekday Shmona Esrei, and it turned out to be 24 brachos in Shmona Esrei. So where did they get 24 from? Amar Rabbi Chelbo Keneged Chav Dalid Renanos Sha'amar Shlomo Bisha Shehichnis Aron LeBeis Kodshi HaKadoshim. It refers to the 24 praises that Shlomo HaMelech said to Hashem on the day that the Aron was taken into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Rashi points out over here for just a moment. Rashi says Chav Dalid Renanos Beparshas Vayamod Shlomo Rina Utfila Tchina Utchina Kolon Chav Dalid Ika. So it's referring to the fact that, remember, the Gemara brings down that on the day the Beis Hamikdash was consecrated, so Shlomo HaMelech, the gates of the Beis Hamikdash would not open for Shlomo until ultimately he davened intensely and made mention of David HaMelech. So we take these 24 praises where we model ourselves, just like Shlomo HaMelech was in a difficult predicament in that the gates of the Beis Hamikdash would not open, and he required these 24 praises. So when we find ourselves in a difficult predicament because of the lack of rain, we follow this same model as well. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why don't we follow this model of the 24 praises every day? So the Gemara says, Emas Amrinu Shlomo Biyomadrachimi. When did Shlomo say his 24 praises? On a day where he required divine compassion in order to get in order to go ahead and get the gate, the Beis Hamikdash, to open. Anan nami biyoma derachami amrelahu. We also say it on a day that we require rachamim as well. Rabbi Yoshua Omer me'ein shmor esrei. Rabbi Yoshua says, now back to the Mishnah. So remember, Rabbi Yoshua disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said that you say shmor esrei brachos. Rabbi Yoshua said you say a type of shmor esrei brachos, or like a shmor esrei derivative. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? My me'ein shmor esrei. What does that mean, me'ein shmor esrei? Rav Amar me'ein kol brachu bracha. Rav says that Rabbi Yoshua is saying is that you only say a truncated form of each bracha. Rashi points out, Omer bekotzer umevarich al kol achas v'achas. So you would only go ahead according to Rabbi Yoshua, and instead of saying, you know, atachonin la adam das umel amed la no shpina v'chanin mitcha, you'd say what? Atachonin la adam das baruch ata Hashem chonin adas. Right. So you'd only say one phrase that captures the essence, and then you'd go ahead and you say the concluding bracha. Ushmuel amar habininu. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says what it actually refers to is a fully truncated form of Shmona Esrei. And what's the truncated form? Habininu Hashem Elokeinu l'adas derechecha. God, give us the knowledge to understand your ways. Umalas lavavinu liyirascha. Circumcise our hearts so that we could fear you. V'tislach lanu liyoskulim, and forgive us that we could be redeemed. V'rachakinu mimachavenu, and go ahead and distance us from all those things that pain us. V'dashnenu b'na'os artzecha, let us enjoy the fats of our land. U'nefutosenu mi'arba tekabetz, gather us from all four corners of the world. Or from the four corners of the world, va'tom al datcho yishpotu. Those who go ahead and are theologically misguided, let them be judged. Va'al harishoim tanif yadecha. Literally, wave your hand over the wicked, which means punish the wicked. Let the righteous rejoice over the rebuilding of your city, the establishment of your Beis Hamikdash, ubetzmichas keren l'David avdecha, and allow for the flourishing of the offspring of your of David, or the sounding of the horn, or the flourishing of the horn of David, your servant. Uva arichas ne'alven yishai mishichecha terem mikra atosane. Before we call out, you answer us. Baruch ato Hashem shomei atfila. So, as according to Shua, Rabbi Yoshua is essentially describing is we daven the first three brachos, the last three brachos, and all of the middle brachos are condensed into this paragraph. Because what you'll do for your homework tonight is you'll see how each phrase of Havinenu corresponds to one of the brachos in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So you can even just see from the beginning, Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu la'adas derechecha, atachonin la'adam das, umolas la'avinu liraschah, slach lanu. Right? So each of these, so Rabbi Yoshua holds first three, last three, and condense all of the middle ones into a paragraph. So the Gemara says, yeah, sure. This concept of Havinenu, 100%. We use it in extenuating circumstances. So the Gemara says, Layit Allah Abaye, Aman de Matzli Havinenu. Abaye would curse one who used to use Havinenu. Because Abaye felt that it was an inappropriate truncation of Tefillah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Kol Hashana Kula Mispala Adam Havinenu, Chutz Mimotzai Shabbos Mimotzai Yomim Tovim. So Shmuel, so Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, throughout the entire year, a person could daven Havinenu, except for Motzai Shabbos and Motzai Yomim Tovim. Why? Mipnei Shetzorech Lomar Havdala B'chonin Hadas. Because on Motzai Shabbos, bless you, on Motzai Shabbos and on Motzai Yom Tov, you have to say Atachan Atan Havdala, and you, Havdala is not part of Havinenu. So you can't do Havinenu. Maskif Lo Rabbi Bar Shmuel, the name Rab Bracha Revius Bifni Atzma. I don't understand, what's the big deal? So why don't you just go ahead and essentially insert Havdalah into Havinenu? He literally says over here, Bracha Revius Bifni Atzma, which is another ultimately of saying that what is the big deal? Just insert it into Havinenu. So the Gemara says, Milo Tzan, did we not learn Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omra Bracha Revius Bifni Atzma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bahoda. So Rabbi say, interestingly enough, in general, Rabbi Akiva happens to be of the opinion that Atachon Antanu should get its own bracha. Should get its own bracha. Right? That Havdalah should get its own bracha. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you should insert it into Modim. So the Gemara says, why don't you just take Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and at a time, Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tov, when you're saying Havinenu, just also insert an additional bracha for Havdalah. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Atu kalashana kula avdinan. Mi avdinan Rabbi Akiva. Dahashtanami navit. So the Gemara says, but we don't accept the opinion of Rabbi Akiva to begin with. Meaning, we don't say Havdalah as a separate independent bracha. Rather, we just simply insert Atachon Antanu as an additional paragraph in Atachonila Damdas. So now we should begin to accept the position of Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, "My time alo abdinin Rabbi Akiva. Why is it that we do not pass like Rabbi Akiva? Tamni sorry tikun, because there were only 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei that were instituted. Tish sorry lo tikun, but 19 were not instituted. Hachanami here too, sheva tikun, there were only 7 brachos that were instituted. Tamni lo tikun, 8 were not. Maskif la marzutra, v'nichla la michla havinei Hashem Elokeinu hamavdil ben kol d'shlachol. Sa'ay marzutra just says, so fine, even if you don't want to make atach hanatanu as an additional bracha, why don't you just insert the phrase of here, he even gives us the phrase, of hamavdil ben kol d'shlachol into havineinu. So the Gemara says, kashya, that's a good question. Amar Rav Bibi, barabaye, kol hashana kula, mispala odam havineinu, chutz mimos hagishamim. Throughout the entire year, a person could daven havineinu, except for the rainy season. Why? Because you have to be able to say, v'sein tal umatr livracha. And that's not part of havineinu. Maskif la marzotra, v'nichla la michlal, v'dashneinu b'na'os atzecha, v'sein tal umatr. So I don't understand. Same question. So just include v'sein tal umatr in havineinu. What is the big deal? Just insert an additional phrase? To which the Gemara says, asela trude. We're concerned that if we start including an additional phrase in havineinu, meaning one that's not there the whole year, what will end up happening? You'll get confused, which I will say, it makes a lot of sense, because even we who daven from Siddurin, right, we have everything right in front of us, and we still get confused with the additions and subtractions. All the more so if you're davening Ba'peh, you're going to get confused. So the Gemara says, one second, if that's the case, Ihachi, Havdala Bechonin Hadas, Nami Lasi Latrude. So why didn't the Gemara say that same thing in the previous conversation? When the Gemara wanted to suggest inserting an additional line in Havineinu for Havdala, why do you have to get into a whole discussion? Why don't you just say same idea? We don't want you to insert Havdala into Havineinu because you're going to get confused. To which the Gemara says, no. Amri Hasam, Kevan da Asiya Betchilas Tzalusa Lo Mitrid. Hacha, Kevan da Asiya Be'emtza Tzalusa Mitrid. So the Gemara says there's a distinction between something that is inserted at the beginning of Tefillah versus something that is inserted in the middle of Tefillah. So Havdala would be inserted at the beginning. So at the beginning, a person has a stronger concentration. We're not worried about them getting confused. To Dafka put its point in the middle of the Havineinu, that's where it's not people getting confused. Sorry?
It's only a small little
But you still have to remember it. Everything is ba'peh. So when you're in the middle, remember, the whole idea when you memorize something is you get into a flow. If there's something that's going to disrupt your flow, then by definition, we're concerned you're going to get confused. Maskif l'Rav Ashi, v'neim Rabbi Shomei Atfila. So Rashi says, why don't you just say it in Shomei Atfila? Amar Rav Asi. See, if you take a look at Rashi, just here for a moment. We'll leave Rashi for later. So go ahead. Just say it in Shomei Atfila. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Asi, Tavolo Hiskir Gvuras Kshamim B'Tchias Hamesim, Machzirin Oso, She'ila B'Virchas Hashanim, Ei Machzirin Oso, B'Pnei Sheyachol Omer B'Shomei Atfila." So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Tanuchum says over here. Excuse me, Rav Ashi asks over here, so why don't you just go ahead and insert this in Shomei Atfila, because Rabbi Tanuchum said in the name of Rav Ashi that if one made a mistake and did not mention Gvuras Kshem B'Tchias Mason, that refers to Mashi Baruch Mir Hageshem, then what, you have to go back. But if you omit Saint Talamat Livracha in Shmona Esrei, you don't have to go back. Why? Because you can always go ahead and say it in Shomei Atfila. V'havdala b'chonin adas in machzirin also, and havdala in chonin adas, you don't have to go back. Mipnei sheyachol omra alakos, because you can go ahead and say it on a cup of wine. So the Gemara says, no. Ta shiny. Making a mistake ultimately is different. So the Gemara says there's a chilik between going ahead and, there's a chilik between going ahead and simply omitting something versus actively going ahead and making a mistake regarding the recitation. So Rabbi says what comes out from this is that halacha lemaisa havineinu, we'll see what we do with havineinu in the bottom line, but halacha lemaisa havineinu was only instituted for what we'll call regular tefillah without any kind of deviations. So it only covers the basic text of Shmona Esrei, does not cover additions like Havdalah. Obviously, we're not cover additions also like Rosh Chodesh, and we're not cover additions like rainy season, the same Talamat Livracha, or for that matter, well, Mashu Ruch Mir Hageshem wouldn't make a difference, because remember, that's in the first three. Anything you're doing in the first three, last three, is automatically going to be okay, because you're still saying those. Okay, Agufa. Amra bitanchu amra be'asi. Ta'avlo hiskir gvuras kisham b'tchiyas ha'meisu machzirin also. If a person did not recite or did not mention Mashi baruch murid agi Hashem, you have to go back. She'ilo berkas ha'shalem in machzirin also. But if you omit a v'sein talamat aliv rachin shemon asu, you don't have to go back. Why? Mipnei she'yachol omra b'shomei ha'tfilah. Because it will say, if you forget v'sein talamat aliv rachin, you could always say it in shomei ha'tfilah. V'habdala b'chonin adas nami in machzirin also. Similarly, if you forget Abdullah, you also don't have to go back. Why? Because you can see Abdullah alakos. So the Gemara says Meisvei. Tavlo hiskir gvuras kisham b'tchias ameisa machzirin also. So the Brisa says like this: if you did not mention Mashiach Merid Hashem, you have to go back. Shilah berkas Hashem machzirin also. And here the Brisa says if you omitted v'sein talumat libracha, you do have to go back. V'Abdullah b'chonin adas in machzirin also b'nishiyachol omra alakos. But Abdullah, you don't have to go back because you can always see it on the cup of wine afterwards. So mostly we have a contradiction. The first Brisa said that if you omit the same talamat libracha, you don't have to go back because you can see it in Shomei HaTfilah. And the second Brisa now says, you have to go back. So the Gemara says, lo kashya, habiyachid habitzibor. One Brisa is referring to an individual, one is referring to a tzibor. What's the distinction? Might bitzibor, might time alone. What if you're davening with a minion and you omit the same talamat libracha, why don't you have to go back? Mishum deshama mishliach tzibor. Why? Because Rabbi Osai, you'll hear it again from the Shliach Tzibur. Or in other words, that Allah Lamaisi, you don't have to repeat your Shmona Esrei because you could have Kavana to be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur who's going to say the same Talumat Livracha in the right place. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, Hai Mipnei Shiach Laron B'Shomea Tfilah, Mipnei Shishomea Mishliach Tzibur Mi Boile. The Gemara says, only one problem. That's not what the Braisa said. The Braisa said that the reason you don't have to go back if you omitted the same Talumat Livracha is why? Because you could say it in Shomea Tfilah. But if it's about the Shliach Tzibur, then why doesn't the Braisa just simply say you don't have to go back and you don't have to go back and repeat the same Talmud Libracha because you're going to hear Shmona Esrei on the Shliach Tzibur? To which the Gemara says, you're right. Ela idibi idibi yochid. Rather, both cases are talking about individuals dominating by himself. Velo kashis, not a contradiction. Had the itkar kodem shomei tefila. Had the itkar baser shomei tefila. You know what it all depends on? It all depends when you remember your mistake. If you remember your omission of the same Talmud Libracha before Shmei HaTfilah, great. You can insert it in Shomei HaTfilah and you're good to go. On the other hand, if you only remember your omission after Shomei HaTfilah, then what? Then you must go back. When we say go back, we're talking about going back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. So what's the relation? That's halacha lemaisa. If you omit the same talamat livracha, you could go back, you could insert it in Shomei HaTfilah. But if you already finished Shomei HaTfilah and realize that you forgot the same talamat livracha, you have to go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. If you did not make mention of Rosh Chodesh, right? You omitted Yale V'Yavo in Avoda. Avoda refers to Tzei. So you go back to Avoda. Now, Avoda, just so you should know, that Halacha L'Maisa, what that means is, well, let's see. Niskar V'Hoda, if you're in Modim and you realize that you omitted Yale V'Yavo, what do? Chozer L'Avoda, right? Now, when we say Chozer L'Avoda, what does that mean? You go back to Tzei. Right, when you realize that you omitted Yale V'Yavo, you go back to Ritzei, begin again from Ritzei, and then you don't just go back to Yale V'Yavo, go all the way back to Ritzei, begin from there. So the Gemara says, Niska B'Sim Shalom, let's say you remembered, you're in the midst of Sim Shalom, you remembered that you omitted Yale V'Yavo, Chozer L'Avoda, you go back to Avoda. V'Msiyem Chozer L'Rosh. So again, when it says go back to Avoda, same idea over here, you're going back to Ritzei. V'Msiyem. But if you finish Shmona Esrei, Chozer L'Rosh. So if you totally finish Shmona Esrei and you realize that you omitted Yale V'Yavo, got to start all over again. Amar HaPapur V'Rid Rav Acha Bar Ada. Hada Amran Sim Chozer L'Rosh. That which we said that if you finish Shmona Esrei, you go back to the beginning. So the Gemara is now going to get into an interesting discussion. What is called finishing Shmona Esrei? At what point in time is Shmona Esrei considered finished? So the Gemara says, Lo Amran Ela Sha'aka Raglo. That only refers to what? If literally you moved your feet, right? You took your 3 steps back. Avalo akaraglav, but if you did not yet move your feet, even if what Rabbi is saying, even if halacha lemaisa, let's say you've actually finished davening, right? Hambarich hasamoy yisrael b'shalom. You've actually finished davening. As long as you did not go ahead and move your feet, you're still in the midst of Shmona Esrei, and you just go back to Ritzei. Avalo akaraglav chozer avoda. Amar lecha mina lechaha. So he said to him, who told you this? Amrale me Abba Mori Shmiali. I heard this from my father, my teacher, my father, my master. The Abba Mori me Rav. And my father heard this from Rav. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hada Amar Akar Raglav Choza L'Rosh, when we say this idea that if you move your feet, this is very interesting, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, Lo Amran Elosh Lo Ragil Omar Tachnunim Achar Tfilaso. This is only so if what? If you don't normally add in additional supplications. Aval Ragil Omar Tachnunim Achar Tfilaso Choza L'Avoda. So say, this is very interesting. According to this version of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's statement, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak goes so far to say that even if you moved your feet, the only time you have to go back is if that really signals the end of your davening. But if, let's say, you go ahead and you move your feet, and either while you're moving your feet or after you take your three steps back, you still utter additional supplications, that's still considered as if you are in the midst of your Shmona Esrei. And if you were to remember that you forgot Yalev Yava, you would not have to go back all the way back to the beginning, you just have to go back to Ritzei. But Ika de Amri, others have a different version of the simon, which is our version, halacha l'maisa. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, had the amar ki lo akar raglav chozer la'avoda, lo amar ela sheragil amar tachnunim achar tfilaso. So now, according to this version, we learn it alternately. When we say that you're considered to be as if you're in Shmona Esrei, is as long as you did not move your feet. When is that true? When a person is ragil, when a person is accustomed to saying additional supplications. Aval im eino ragil lomar tachnunim achar tfilaso, but if you do not say additional supplications after your tefillah, chozel rosh, you go back to the beginning. So we'll say, according to this version, the reason why it's important for us is, and this is a version that's halacha l'maisa, that Shmona Esrei is concluded when you finish davening, even if you did not move your feet. So for example, if you were to be finished davening totally, and you did not move your feet, but your tefillah is over, and then you realize that you forgot Yalev Yavo, you would go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. But halacha l'maisa, if you did not yet move, if you are still in the midst of supplications, like Elokai Nitzor, so technically speaking, Shmona Esrei davens at the end of HaBarech HaSama Yisrael Shalom. So the proof to that is that you could answer Kaddish, Kedusha, after you say Barech HaSama Yisrael Shalom, because technically speaking, Shmona Esrei is over, even though we say that additional paragraph of Elokai Nitzor. So what the Gemara now is saying is, if you were to remember that you omitted Yalev Yavo in Elokai Nitzor, then you would not have to go back to the beginning, rather you would go back to Ritzei. But for argument's sake, if let's say you finished Elokai Nitzor, now, in our model, it doesn't work as well, because when we're taking three steps back, we're still saying Elokai Nitzor. But let's say you were to finish Elokai Nitzor in its entirety, while your feet are still together, and then you realize after you finish Elokai Nitzor that you forgot Yalev Yavo, according to this approach, you would have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. Because even though... Correct. Because even though you have not yet moved your feet, Halokh Lamaisa Shmona Esrei is over. And that's how we pass in La Halokha. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, how osetz tefillah so keva. So Rabbi Eliezer says, one who makes his prayer literally a fixed practice, it's not supplications. My keva, what does keva mean? Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Oshia, kol shet tefillah so dome alav kemasui. It refers to anyone who approaches their prayer, who makes their prayer like a burden. Right? Whoever makes their tefillah like a burden, such a tefillah is not considered to be real tefillah. It's not considered to be a supplication. So the Gemara says, "Rabbanan Amri, call me she'eno omra b'loshon tachnunim." Whoever does not daven in a supplicatory fashion, right? So again, interestingly enough, the machlokia seems to be is it about how you approach tefillah? Because according to the first opinion, it's whoever approaches tefillah as a burden, such a tefillah is not tachnunim. According to the second approach, it's actually how you daven, right? If you don't daven in a supplicatory supplicatory fashion, that's called keva. It's not called a good tefillah. Rabbi, now they're not talking of your boss about your ability to be yotzei. You're yotzei if you engage in the actual practice. They're talking about the essence of tefillah. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Tamri Tarbayu, Kol she'inu yochol lechadish badover. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say, what does it mean that a person makes their tefillah keva? Whoever is not able to introduce something new. What he's talking about over here is, what does it mean something new? Some degree of spontaneity. The idea is that tefillah is still supposed to be, in some respect, a spontaneous dialogue between man and God. If there's not some degree of spontaneity, that's called tefillah so keva. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Zeira, Ana Yachilna, L'chadushe B'milsa. So Rav Zeira says, if I wanted to, I could introduce something new. U'mistafina Dilma Matridna, but I'm concerned that what? I'm concerned that maybe I'll get confused. So again, same idea over here, right? Same idea over here that, you know, he's saying I could infuse additional stuff, but I'm really nervous I'm going to lose my train of thought. Abayi bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, Dar Mitar Bayu, Kol She'im Mispalel Im Dimdu Mechamo. So here you have Abayi bar Avin and Chanina bar Avin, who both say that what does it mean that you make your tefillah keva? It means that you're not davening with, now, Dimdu Mechamo is interesting. Dimdu Mechamo literally means with the rays of the sun. The Rabbos say this refers both to Shachris and Mincha. Right? Shachris, it refers to davening at sunrise, and Mincha, it refers to davening right as the sun is setting. So they feel that this is the best way to daven. Micro, what's the pasuk that supports this? Yira'ucha im shemesh lifnei yareach dor dorim. So literally, we will see you with the sun. We will see you with the sun. Literally means we'll see you with the rising of the sun, and we'll see you with the setting of the sun. If you think about this, which is we can actually appreciate this, sunset and sunrise are very dramatic. So this idea of davening, of conversing to dialogue when this major universal event is occurring, is a very dramatic way to pray. Layit alav ma'arava aman dematzli im dimdu mechama. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to curse people who would daven specifically with the setting of the sun. Why? Very simply, my timer, Dilma Mitra Fidle Shaita. Because davening, right, leaving your mincha until the sun is setting, is playing with fire. Why? Because if for some reason you get caught up with something else, then you're really done. You're really going to be out of luck in terms of losing the time to daven mincha. Correct. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Hamahalich b'makom sakana mispal tefila kitzara b'chol pashas ibra. So remember again, the Mishnah introduced this idea that if one is walking in b'makom sakana, so they could daven a short and tefila. So we'll say, let's just explain this for just a moment. What the Gemara is talking about over here is the following yisod. If it is a situation of real sakana, real danger, then one doesn't have to daven at all, right? Because obviously, if you're in sakana, you're putzer from tefila. What we're talking about over here is that a person is in more of an emergent situation where they don't have time to daven a full shmona esrei, so much so that they don't even have time for habinenu. So now the Mishnah is saying that in a makom sakana, in a place where there's some level of danger, obviously not acute danger, you could even daven a shortened tefila. So the Gemara says the following. My Parsha Sa'ibor, so what does it mean? If you remember again, the text of that tefillah was, Hoshea Hashem es Amcha Sheiris Yisrael, B'chol Parsha Sa'ibor. Kadosh Baruch Hu, save us at every Parsha Sa'ibor. So the Gemara says, what is Parsha Sa'ibor? My Parsha Sa'ibor, Amram Chista, Amram Mar Ukva, Afilu B'shah She'ata Mismali Aleim Evra, Ki Isha Ubra. Even at a time of Kadosh Baruch, when you are filled with us, with anger, just like a pregnant woman is filled with her baby. Meaning just like a woman when she's pregnant is totally filled up with the child. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at a time when you are filled with anger with us, Yiyu kol tzarcheihem lefanecha. Let all of our needs be in front of you. Ika da amri amar av chist amar mar ukva, afilu b'shashem orim al divrei Torah, Yiyu tzarcheihem lefanecha. Even at a time when we are over, when we violate the words of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make sure to fill our needs. Tan Rabbanan, if a person goes ahead and is walking in a place where there are wild animals or armed robbers, mispal tefila kitzara, he davens a short tefila. The izui tefila kitzara, what's the tefila kitzara? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, asei ritzoncha b'shamayim mima'al. Kadosh Baruch Hu, do your will in the heavens above, v'sei nachas ruach l'reyecha, and give comfort to those who fear you. Mitachos, from below, v'atov be'inecha asei, and do what is good in your eyes, baruch ato Hashem shomei tefila. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who hears prayer. Now, also, I just want to point out, this is not a substitute for tefila. This is just a good thing to say when you're in trouble, meaning this will not discharge your obligation for prayer, and should you emerge from the sakana, whole and in time to still daven, you would go back and daven a regular Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, shomea shavas amcho Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu hears the cries of the Jewish people, v'asei mehira bakashasam, and he does, and he quickly fulfills their will, or their request, baruch ato Hashem shomea tefila. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Shomea Tzakas Amcho Yisrael, Va'asa Mehira Bakashasam, Kadosh Baruch Hu hears the cries of the Jewish people and quickly does their will. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tfilah. Achirim Omrim, others say, Tzorchi Amcho Merubin, the needs of the Jewish people are great, V'davtam Kitzara, but yet their ability to articulate their needs is very limited. Yiratzom Elfanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will before you, God. Shetitin l'cho echad ve'echad k'dei parnasaso, give everybody what they need to survive. U'l'cho gvia gvia de mechsara, give everybody its needs. Everybody, not everybody, but everybody, every human body, gvia de mechsara, what it needs. Baruch atu Hashem shomea tefila. Amar Rafuna halacha ka'achirim. Rafuna holds that the halacha follows the achirim, which was this last formulation. So I was like, just so you should know, just a little bit of halacha lemaisa with this. So the idea with all this, first of all, when it comes, well, actually, let's just read two more lines, then we'll do a little halacha. Amar le Eliyahu de Rabbi Yehuda, achod Rav Sila Chasida. Eliyahu Hanavi said to Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sala Chasida, lo sirtach v'lo sachti, don't get angry and you won't sin. Right, good but simple but good advice. That ultimately, when a person gets angry, anger is an all-encompassing emotion. And when you get angry, you do very silly things. Lo sirvi v'lo sachti. Similarly, don't get drunk, and you won't make mistakes. Ukishaata yotze l'derech hamelech. When you go out on the road, ask permission from your Creator, v'tzei, and then you should go out. What does it mean? Ask permission from your Creator and go out. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Zu Tfilas Haderech. That refers to Tfilas Haderech, which we'll pick up with tomorrow. We'll say, but just one word about Halacha. So what do we do with this Havinenu? So there is this concept of Havinenu. Interestingly enough, if somebody actually showed this to me a couple of years ago, the Chaplaincy Corps of the United States Army issues Sidurim. The issue. So if you look at the World War II version, of the chaplaincy sitter, so they don't have in their regular Shmona Esrei, what they have in their inn is Havinenu. If you look in the old version, the Birnbaum Siddurim had in the back Havinenu. We don't say Havinenu anymore, because the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, he says, the truth is, we lack Kavana anyway. So the truth is, we're going to lack Kavana if we say Long Shmona Esrei, we're going to lack Kavana if we say Havinenu, so if you're not going to have proper Kavana anyway, we might as well what? Say the regular Shmona Esrei. So it's a very sad statement of the current state of tefillah affairs, but it's not something that's a new phenomenon. The Chafetz Chaim already recognized this as well. That's why in reality, we don't really use Havinenu anymore. Same thing with this tefillah kitzara. All these other tefillahs as well are things that have kind of fallen out of disuse. I just want to point out, this last one, which is the tefillah of the achirim, is not a din in tefillah. This is a din in sakana. If a person finds themselves in a dangerous situation, maybe a good idea to keep it, put it on a little card, laminate it, keep it in your wallet, because the Shulchan Aruch does bring down that particular tefillah that is to be said in a state of danger. Tomorrow, Mir Zashem will pick up with the interesting sugya of tefillah Sadarach.